Life and Style, and I mentioned that there would be exciting news, or certainly a lovely discussion about a new school opening on the North Coast. And to that end, I am extraordinarily happy to welcome to the studio three key members of the convocation. Does that sound formal? Well, it is. We have the former head of Kersney College, Elwin van den Aardvach. I hope I got that right, Elwin. He gave me coaching lessons before to pronounce that. I think it's close enough. Elwin van den Aardvach is with Pat Lambie, who needs very little introduction to the North Coast community, and Leah Schoen from Love North Coast. Well, education demand in one of South Africa's fastest growing regions. Well, there it is. Elwin, I'm going to start with you because clearly you are the man who is going to be responsible for bringing this dream to fruition, and you've had a bit of experience in that field. So what is your take on this new school? Say there's this urgent need for another school on the North Coast. What is your take on that?
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave, for this opportunity, and thank you, listeners, as well. Seton House School is going to be opening in January 2027, and it's going to be a truly independent, faith-based school, something like your Midland schools that have the Christian faith as a basis for their foundation. It's non-profit, which is quite unique on this part of the coast. So all sort of surplus at the end of the year.
Welcome to you all. Good news, is it? I'm not sure. When we talk about schools, I always get a bit of a thrill because it was never my favorite place. But clearly there is a need for a new school on the North Coast. And to that end, let's just look at what is the rationale behind it. It's Seton House, the name of the new independent school launching in this vicinity really soon. Construction is about to begin in the first quarter of 2026, and the school is scheduled to open in 2027. So clearly there is no government involvement in that. Otherwise it would be scheduled to open, Shabbos or fortnight, heaven knows when. The school offers a continuous co-educational journey from grade 0000 to grade 12. So it's your entire beginning of your life, underpinned by the Independent Examinations Board curriculum. It responds to the urge.
Yeah, will be churned back into the school at the beginning of the next year.
Does that mean, pardon me interrupting, but when I hear that, that's sort of almost music to the ears, because does that mean that fees might be somewhat lower than the commercial model?
Well, obviously, as an independent school, you do have costs and bills to pay, but we've really not gone for shooting out the lights in terms of fees, so we're probably in the mid-sector of the independent schools along this coast.
Because I know there's been a huge cry and a plea for affordable education on the North Coast for those that find that there's a good primary school, a government or Model C, former Model C type school in Umhlali, but then high school, well, you've got to travel a bit if you're going to try and pick up that kind of education at a price that is somewhat affordable to those that are not in the super tax bracket.
Yeah, I think we found a niche really in terms of our fees as well, and real value for the fees that they're going to be paying.
Wonderful, good news. And this ranging from not triple naught, four noughts. What is grade naught, 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 naught? I mean, that's they just pop out literally from the maternity home and you're in school already.
Dave, this is something I've had to get used to. I've only been involved with teenage boys in terms of education, high school education. So I'm learning every day. But grade quad naught is literally children of 3 years old. And this is really to try and meet the demand for particularly both parents who are working and to provide a really solid foundation for the development of their, you know, fine motor skills, their play, and to provide them with a really wholesome environment while their parents are working. So we'll go right from there, from 3 years up to 18 years old.
So it's kind of supercharged daycare with a purpose of molding and shaping to the future. It's interesting, and I know that it's a very popular model, and as you say, a lot of folk are looking for that that opportunity. So there it is. It certainly seems to be, you know, you're aiming at the market that is looking desperately for a solution. But then there is the question that says, how many more schools, private schools, can one expect to see on the North Coast, and are they not oversubscribing now? Are there not too many?
Well, I think if you look at the expansion of the population or the inflow of population into the area, Rainmaker have given us statistics that in the Greater Ballito area in the last 18 months to 2 years, there have been an average of 65 families moving into this area. The schools that are here, the independent schools, chain schools, are all pretty much bursting at the seams. And if I asked you in the entire country in the 2023-24 year, how many state schools do you think were built in that year? It's one. In the entire country, one state school was built. So it's up to the private sector to get involved and to provide education. And in our case, we're a group of volunteers who've come together, and the basis of the school that we are building will be a not-for-profit school, and that is a sore need that we've identified on this part of the coast. Mm. Having said that, though, Dave, we really have a much bigger vision. We see that Ballito has the potential to be an educational center of excellence. So if you look around the world, there's certain towns and cities that are known for excellent education, and Ballito has every opportunity to become one of those, and so that people who like the lifestyle of the North Coast can also not only educate their children, but hopefully higher education as well will be drawn to this area. And that's really our long-term goal, is to contribute to that.
Makes sense. Now, sport is a subject that many families are quite dilly about, and Ballito's private schools don't seem to, by and large, although it's changing, but generally speaking, it's been academic focus largely, and then sporting as a opportunities as a sort of secondary focus. Is the new Seton going to be changing that to a degree? Are you looking at, because I see Pat Lambie sitting in the corner waiting to get stuck in here, and I know that he went to a very posh private school where rugby was the thing, you'll see, and you don't come to a school in Ballito if you want to be a Springbok rugby player necessarily. Are you going to change that?
Well, I had the privilege of actually watching Pat not only destroy schools on the rugby field, but also on the cricket field as well, where he was outstanding. And I think that's important, that example, and that is playing sport and a range of sports right through your school career. But I think, Dave, the perception that sport at schools on the North Coast here is not good is an outdated perception. I think the outstanding girls and boys who've performed and who are at these schools. If you have a look at certainly representation in provincial sides, you'll find a lot of our North Coast boys and girls are in those provincial teams. So just getting to Seton House, you know, we'd like to contribute to that, and we'd like to help with the development of sport, not only with our facilities and our coaches, but also in the inter-schools that we're hoping to have between the schools here that are already here. We want to partner with them and for this part of the coastline to excel and not necessarily have their sportsmen have to go hundreds of kilometers away to get the kind of training and opportunities that are there. We're hoping to develop it here so that our local people can come and watch their own children right here playing and representing these schools that we have here.
Yeah, well, you see, now that leads us to Pat Lambie, who's been sitting quietly in the corner hoping that I wouldn't ask him difficult questions. Gotcha, Pat. Now, you've been heavily involved in the development, particularly of the estate around which the school is taking place. And now you're here representing Collins Residential. How does this fit into your marketing scheme of things?
Dave, so obviously Collins are a big landholder here on the North Coast, Zululami Estate, Seaton Estate, Lalela Estate, and then there's this tract of land that is the middle of the precinct and will hopefully become the heart and soul in a new village style, almost a new town centre, if you like, with the school in the centre of that precinct. So Collins have, contributed in providing land on a soft purchase basis for the school. We have been involved in some Steercom committees. Obviously, Owen has been driving those, and the group of people that have been pulled together have been extraordinary, from educators through to finance, through to curriculum, technology, all of these things. All the boxes are being ticked to make sure that the offering at Seaton House is extraordinary. And as Owen said earlier, the stats fluctuate as to the number of families moving to the area every month, but I think it's pretty widely accepted that there are between 30 and 40 families a month moving to the greater Ballito area, and schools are bursting at the seams and people are wanting to come to this region for the lifestyle that it offers, and there's a need for good education. It exists, but with the growing population, the demand is there. And obviously, the school in the center of this precinct is a huge value add for the entire community on the North Coast. And so our residential estates, within a 3 or 4 minute drive, are going to be able to spill out into this precinct that has Seaton House as the heart and soul of it.
Interesting. And the Love North Coast movement, represented here today by Leah Schoen, is very much front and center of promoting the North Coast as a destination across the board. Because there are so many wonderful stories to tell. Leah, I presume this fits right in with the narrative from the Love North Coast hashtag Love North Coast Initiative.
Yes, very much so, Dave. So obviously the North Coast is going through or entering a new phase of growth and development, and schooling is a vital component to that growth. I think it goes without saying that having a strong schooling community not only attracts families, which obviously increases property value, but it also sort of, you know, speaks to that sense of community pride. I think KZN in particular has a very strong schooling pride culture, and we already have amazing schools in this region. So the opening of Seaton House is really just going to further bolster the community and add to that cycle of growth and prosperity that's already happening here on the North Coast. And I mean, that obviously speaks directly to what hashtag Love North Coast and what the movement is all about, which is really growing the region for the betterment of all who live here, work here, own property and business here.
Mm. Any ideas of a university coming or a tertiary education facility?
Nothing that I've heard of.
I'm sure the Collins Group will be looking at that one seriously, hey?
Yes, we certainly are. And I know that the school, Seton House, has a big arm to it that's going to want to include educators and so teacher training colleges and things like that. We are also having conversations with some private tertiary education offerings, and I mean the greater vision is that it would become an education hub, and from a 3-year-old through to a 23-year-old, they're going to be able to come to this precinct and learn and grow and develop, and all of their educational needs will be ticked. So there are lots of exciting conversations on the go at the moment.
Wonderful vision coming to fruition in the form of Seton House, a new school scheduled to open 2027 on the North Coast. Very exciting. I presume that already, Elwyn, the prospectus is out, and because I know that sometimes one has to, from birth almost, apply to a school in the hope of being able to secure a place. Is this the case with Seton House? Is your prospectus out? Are people now lining up ready to sign on the dotted line?
Yeah, Dave, we have a website, active website, and already we have 65 families who have formally applied for 2027. We've got 369 others who've registered their interest. And interestingly enough, on our website, there's also an opportunity for educators to apply for positions at Seton House. And yesterday I checked, and there were 104 educators who had actually applied to come.
And very excited that the future is looking as bright as it is. My special guest, this will be up as a podcast shortly, folks. So if you've only just joined us or you want to get more information and you missed some of it, don't worry. You can listen on demand on our apps or our website under the Morning Show banner. And we look forward to the continuing good news from hashtag Love North Coast and the story as it unfolds of Seton House. Thanks to my special guests and the Morning Show.